Welcome to the Intuitive Way of Love podcast. My guests know they are love in motion. They have stepped up. They've become visible. They trust their intuition. They share unique messages of love and understanding so that we can all have a better quality of life. They want to inspire you to know your worth, to trust your inner wisdom, to take space, to share your precious gifts with the world. The world needs your story of love, your love consciousness, your message. Not tomorrow, today. I'm Dr. Linda Sandell Pettit, an internationally known mentor to intuitive creative women. I'm on fire to help women rise up and share their intuitive wisdom, to release their sacred feminine values and power. I hope my guest stories will inspire you to step into and share your truth. I want you to take away clear insights for having a higher quality of life and for helping others to have that too. Let's drop right into today's wisdom. Good morning, dear listeners. Again, it's a rainy, overcast day in Phoenix, Arizona, where I live. I always miss the beautiful sun when these days happen, and yet the rain is so good for the desert. I wanted to talk a little bit this morning about moods and consistency in business. So this podcast is especially directed toward those of my listeners who are helpers in many, many different kinds of ways. So years ago, I was working in a private practice in Parkersburg, West Virginia, with a colleague who taught me a lot. Her name is Priscilla. I worked in Priscilla's counseling business for double-digit years. And this particular story about her, it really stayed with me and taught me something about the meaning of maturity as a businesswoman. Priscilla was in the middle of her busy day, seeing clients one after another, as we all did, and a phone call came in that her receptionist, who I shared, took, and it was a message from a family member that Priscilla's beloved father had just died. And the receptionist waited until Priscilla's next break and took her into a little office area outside of the main reception area to tell her that her father had passed. And Priscilla folded her arms around her chest and dropped her head and was clearly overcome with a moment of grief and sadness, bereavement, and allowed that for, I don't know, a couple of minutes while we stood there with our arms on her shoulder. And I think Tammy, the receptionist, even pulled her into a hug. And then Priscilla straightened her shoulders and said very quietly to Tammy, "Is my next client ready?" And then she went in and sat with her next client and had a session. And then came out after the session and had a break and said to Tammy, "At this point, we need to alert clients who are later this afternoon that I need to reschedule them, and I need some help with making flight arrangements and to take care of the practicalities of getting to where my family is." And then proceeded to move through that experience from there. And I remember being deeply impacted by observing Priscilla through that moment. It seemed to me that she exemplified professional maturity in that she absorbed a shock, acknowledged a shock, gave herself a moment to process the shock, but then didn't engage in very much drama about it, just simply got present, got back to her client, got in the moment with her client, and did what she needed to do. And I guess because I had a tendency at that point in my life to be a little bit more of a drama queen, that really taught me a lesson. It taught me that it was possible to quietly acknowledge an experience, to acknowledge feelings, to allow them to move through, to not resist them, but also to shift my attention to what needed to be done in the moment. Now, I know Priscilla well enough to know that she allowed herself to fully experience her grief over the next days and weeks and months, and that she allowed herself to have all kinds of feelings as she moved through the experience of her father's death with her family. But I also saw that that experience did not have to result in impairment. That, she could do both things at once. Have feelings, grieve, and continue to show up and be consistent in her work with her clients. And I knew that was important to Priscilla, that being present to her clients, being with her clients fully, was very meaningful. You know, and I saw that in my own life. A number of years later, I, as many of my listeners know, experienced the death of my husband on Christmas Eve. And I went back to work about 2 weeks later. And my first client, when I showed up in the office ready to work, was a woman who had lost her husband about 3 months before. And my office staff was really horrified. And they said to me, "Oh, Dr. Sandell at the time, we didn't realize that your first client was someone who had experienced a bereavement. Should we reschedule her?" And I said, "You know, I don't think so. She's expecting to be seen today. Let me just sit with her." And I took a moment to just reflect on what was the best, most ethical, most loving way to handle the situation. And I decided the best thing was to be honest. And so I went in and I sat with her and I said to her, "You know, the first thing I need to talk to you about is we're in the same boat. You know, you lost your husband 3 months ago. I lost mine 2 weeks ago. And I feel okay, and I know how to take care of myself. I believe I can sit with you through this experience and be fully present to your experience without being unnecessarily distracted by mine. But I also know that your comfort counts, and I'm wondering how comfortable you would feel sitting with me." And she sat for a moment really quietly, and she said, "Well, in a way, I feel a little odd speaking to someone who's been through exactly what I've been through. But in another way, I feel heartened, like you'll know the experience. You really understand. So let's give this a go and see how it works." And we agreed to do that and to make other plans for either of us that didn't feel right and good. But in fact, we worked together for a number of months. And at the end, she talked about just how helpful it was to her. That there were times when I was very transparent, that I was struggling a bit, but that she also saw that in my struggle, I had the ability to step up, show up, be consistent, and stay present to her and her experience. Now, I did a lot of work in ethics with people who were in situations where the boards that they were licensed by were concerned that they might be impaired professionals. And I knew that the most helpful thing that someone who's going through something can get as a helping professional is supervision and support. And so I had extra supervision and support through that period. My colleague Priscilla and several others sat with me a number of times just to help process surges and waves of feelings that I was having related to my husband's death and my experience of grief. But I felt very able to continue my work. Now, I couldn't have explained to you at that point the mechanism, the understanding,
that I was tapping into that allowed me to do that. But now I know. I know that there is an intelligent energy behind life that is always guiding me and is with me always, and always moving me in the direction of intelligent behavior and love. I also know that I have the gift of thinking, and that I'm really only affected by whatever thought I'm paying attention to in the moment. I also know that I have the gift of consciousness, which is attention, and that if I'm attending to what is in the moment in front of me and present to the thinking that I have about the situation that's in front of me, that's what I experience in the moment. So largely what I experienced through my own grief was deep presence and attention to the clients who were in front of me. I felt like my experience of grief expanded my heart somehow, that I saw that it was, the heart is really big, and that it was, I was able to be moving through and not resisting my own experience of suffering, but also be very, very present and available to the suffering of others. And that awareness that I had that capacity allowed me to be very consistent in my work with my clients, to sustain my practice. So, you know, we as helpers have all kinds of things happen to us and around us. And some of them not as big as the loss of a spouse or a significant other or child or whatever. But hardships in life that happen. And we have everything we need inside. There is a beautiful system of buoyancy inside of us that can allow us to move easily and effortlessly through those kinds of circumstances. And I think that the key is to acknowledge our human feelings, acknowledge our human experience, but also turn our attention to the spiritual gifts behind life that give us everything we need to move through any experience that we're having. The gifts of divine thought, divine consciousness, and divine mind, or God. So I wish you a lovely day. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of the Intuitive Way of Love podcast. If you enjoyed today's show, please take a minute to leave a review. Leave us a kudos on Instagram at Linda Sandell Pettit or on Facebook at The Wild Intuitive Way of Love. Check out my latest offerings at www.lindasandellpettit.com. You'll find small group programs for women, mentoring packages, and a monthly masterclass series. We'll be back next week with a mini wisdom podcast or another special guest. Don't miss it. See you then.